thanks to be given to the Lord is like this. Sometimes we have so many difficulties in waiting because so many thoughts come in us and reasoning is always there. And then the reasonings disturb a lot the Christian. But once you put aside the reasonings and we leave the promise of God to act, then He is the one to be glorified Himself in His church. What we believe, we have to believe with all our heart. If you believe that He takes care of us, you have to believe it. And if you believe that His promises are yes and amen, you have to believe it and to trust in Him. What sometimes happens in our life is like we want to save ourselves, but God has promised us that He has already saved us and He has already given us what is necessary, but we just need to take it. How do we take them? With your right hand or with your left hand? But you take this promise by faith. By faith in His promises. We are really happy that the Lord has confirmed once again the job of Brother Samuel. They called him and he passed the visit, and we are all happy. It's like this test, this coronavirus test. Now we are living in fear. You just need to be cold or having to have just a coughing. Already people start looking you in a bad way because you have to go to the hospital and to get yourself treated. And all the hospital also are really full and people are scared. But the test that the brother has passed, it was just a test. And then someone thank you, the test is negative. But could we say the same thing that the test was negative already? Could we confirm that we knew it already? We know already the thing by faith. It's like the sister. God has to grant us grace. I wanted to speak about the Holy Spirit. Why God has given us the Holy Spirit and why God has granted us grace. Paul has also spoken about what Brother Carmelo has said. I will repeat that verse again. It's in the book of 2 Corinthians. Let's go in 2 Corinthians before pray and before sing. God has to grant us grace because we are enabled to do whatever. And this feeling must be in us, as we have said and as we have explained it. Although by outside, in outside, we have to know if I'm enabled, there's someone able, because we have commit our life, we have commit our soul to Christ, to God. We have given him to God, to the Holy Spirit, because God is the Holy Spirit. Under another form, but it's the same God, it's still the same God. Through Jesus Christ, He came in the flesh and He dwelt among us. People have seen it, people have touched Him, people have spoken with Him, and they ate with Him. God has so loved the world that He has given His only begotten Son. It's written also in the book of Timothy. He came in the flesh and it become a flesh. It came in the flesh, and he did not want to take the place of God, and he humbled himself. May God this morning awake our hearts for us to say it's true that this human part in us has to be silent, and God has to speak. Because you have to put us here one and another. Because the main thing is that the Holy Spirit is individual, but God has given it to the church, to the assembly, and the unity is coming in the power of God. Everything that was in Christ, Christ has poured it out in the church. There are scripture about it. And what is the assembly? Here in Somma Lombardo, we have the four wall. But the assembly is you. The assembly is us. And when we are together, the power of God is coming. Do you believe that? For this reason, we can also pray for that woman. Because we can pray, because we believe. And through the unity of the church, that's where God has poured His Holy Spirit. The church is the power of God. And we must have this faith. And then we have to see the result. You have to see the result. In the church, in the people of God, you must see the result. Let us read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Was that just for Paul? It's true. It's also Franco Forestieri. It's each one of us, every one of us. Because it's normal. Because when a Christian comes to Christ, who is the Holy Spirit above him or in him, and people around him, they become his enemy. Not because they want to become his enemy, but they become his enemy. Exactly when Jesus Christ, God, has come in the flesh, was he friend of everyone? He became enemies of a lot of people, Pharisees, Sadducees. And what were they saying? So when you become Christian, there is always a word. There always something there, as the devil has always done since Genesis till today. Is the same thing. At a certain time, the redeemed heart and the redeemed soul is going to have enemies around him. Me, I'm going to close my mouth, but you, God, grant me grace in Jesus' mighty name. Speaks. You see, it's faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please to the Lord. It's impossible to walk with God. And these words are wonderful. I always have them in my heart. And I know it's the truth. Verse 8, For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Look at Moses. After 40 years, it been said you are the bride of blood with Sephora. He told to him, you are my bride of blood. And God then was purchasing Moses to kill him. And then he say, wait, what are you doing? You see here, it's like this. Although Moses was a man of God, chosen by God to do the will of God, to take the people, the Jewish people, out of the land of Egypt. And verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength, or the virtue, in Italian, the virtue is a power. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. In what? In what? In weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Upon the tabernacle, upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then am I strong. This thing must remain in the heart of the believer. Because if someone lift himself up, God is going to bring him down. But if you humble yourself, God is going to lift you up. It always be like this. But persecution always comes to the believer. The devil cannot leave you in peace. With your thoughts in different situations, and this is a trial. This is simply a trial. It would be good if after praying 3 times and God exhaust him, and then Paul would have been perfect. Then was there ever a perfect man? Abraham, Moses? No. May God help us. May God strengthen us in our faith. When we see everything that's taking place today, is a trial. This pandemic is like he want to shut our mouth off, but it was already foreknown by the scientists. They say that he will stop, then he will start again. But my friends, I believe that God has promised us life, and he has given us life. And how the devil is going to do for him to take this life from us? How? Job was said, for the things which I greatly fear is come upon me. People are really afraid. They're living in fear. It's true that you can be afraid, but you and me, we are in Christ. We are hidden in Christ Jesus, and the church is hidden in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So this life is just it will pass by Christ. Dwell it eternally in our heart, in our position. We are going to stay always in this position. No one, there are trials to come over the children of God. Now, if the trials are not coming over us, we are going to be the illegitimate son. We are going to be the son without father. It's true, the father is there, but you don't know your father. It's also written in the book of Revelation. I'm preaching before to pray. Let's see the book of Revelation, chapter 3. Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So that means that the Lord loves us. If not, would be the, like, is going to ignore us. But we have to ignore the devil. We have to do the things of God. We are all son and daughter of God, and he's the one, he's rebuking the ones he loves. And may God grant us grace and help us to continue. Let us stand up and let us sing. May God bless all the brethren connected online. May God strengthen them in the soul, in the body, and in the spirit. Also, Brother Gianfranco is missing today. I don't know if he's connected online. He's not there. Because today he's supposed to go to, at 9, he's supposed to do a test. Automatically, he could not be here. Look at the devil, what he's doing. He could go for the visit, for the test during the week, but not just on Sunday. Why on Sunday? For other people, it's normal. It's Sunday. The devil, you see the way the devil is doing. It's the devil who has chosen this day for the brother, for our brother. Is unbelievable. Is terrible. Believer, they are submitted to the trick of the devil, and the devil can say, "Yeah, I can do this. I can do this." Hallelujah. I wrote down. A song this morning. For the faith that was once taught. That's the title of the song. 263. For the faith that was once taught to the disciple of the Saint Gospel. To the strength that Christ has given me, I will fight and be faithful. I want to go from strength to strength till the end, and continue to follow the Lord. And to receive from Christ the crown for the faithful. I want to cloth of the armor and to be steadfast. Even though it's hard, I can win the devil. I want to walk from strength to strength. And to follow the Lord till the end. And to receive of Christ, from Christ, the crown. The crown that was destined for the faithful. Through Christ, I was made a warrior, to suffer and to fight always, to be a valued soldier and a courageous soldier, to follow always the Lord. I want to walk through value to value, to strength to strength, until the end, to follow the Lord. And from Christ, to receive a crown that was designated to the faithful. And one day, also me, I will say, I keep my faith. I suffer during the race, but for me the battle is finished for eternity. I want to walk through strength to strength and follow the Lord till the end, then receive of Christ the crown predestinated for the faithful. Hallelujah. Is a nice song. That is inviting us to endure in faith, to endure in the Word of God. Let us bow down our head and lift up our hands, believing in the power of God. We are united in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of the denomination or of a peculiar church, but we are united in Jesus' name, and you have given us this authority to come together under this precious blood, under this wonderful work that you have done at Calvary, at the cross. We can call upon your name to heal sick people, even that woman. Oh Lord, we don't know him, but you know him, you know her. And we pray in Jesus' name for you to destroy the work of the devil. Lord, it seems that this virus is strong, but you are the Almighty. You are the life. You resurrected. For this reason, we call upon thee, this precious name. Come to us once again this morning. Refresh our heart and give us this inner power for us to serve you and to honor you. Even though there are so many difficulties and the devil is trying to use all kinds of manners or ways to stop what you are doing. But you are the one who has put his spirit in the church, his blood in the church. For this reason, the power of God and the spirit of God is in our midst. For this reason, we adore you. Bless those who are connected and listening. Bless those who are missing today, and also those who will listen. Outstretch your arm for us to know your wonderful works, the works that you have given, or the wonderful things that you have given to your people, to your church. Bless once again this morning your word. Keep us in Christ. Keep us in Christ, Lord. And when we are weak, we know we are strong. We want to stay weak. We want to stay humble, as John the Baptist was saying, yes, to grow and me to go down. come in us. Give us your revelation. Give us your word and the spirit once again this morning. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We read a passage in Isaiah. We take some passages of the scriptures. Let us start from Genesis chapter 17. Then we go in John 14. These words, they've been given to Abraham, but they are for all of us. Genesis 17 verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, or the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God say unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. And it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days of shall be circumcised among you, etc. Let us read also in John chapter 14. John 14 verse 18. We read some verses. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yea, a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that he kept my commandment, and keepeth them, It is that loved me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Also the verse 26. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto thee. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You may be seated. May God grant us this key. We see that's the covenant that God has given to Abraham. He has also made it with us. Let us read in Romans chapter 9 to get into the subject. Romans chapter 9. Hallelujah. That's why, let us go back in John 14. I send you the comforter, who is the spirit of truth. May God help us. There is just one truth. It's not you or me, but this, the truth is in Jesus Christ, is in the Word of God, in the revelation. Him is the truth. And if you are in Him and you love your His Word, you will receive the truth. Isn't He? May God help us and give us strength for us to serve Him in truth and in spirit without stopping, for us to know Him everywhere and in all. This is the truth. The world cannot receive Him because they don't know Him and they don't see Him. But you know Him because He's near you. Where is He? And verse 17, John 14, 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Who is the orphan? The orphan is someone who doesn't have parents. He's been abandoned. Is someone who been abandoned and without parents, but the Lord is not leaving us comfortless, and He's not forsaking us, and He never forsook us. Look at this 60 years of ministry of Brother Branham. The Lord never forsook the church, but people has forsaken Him. Because in Isaiah 28 demonstrated, but Him, he never forsook His church, His bride. He is the one who's giving blessing of the church in the heart of those who believing, those who have accepted the sacrifice or the covenant that He has done, and they have the circumcision. For me to be part of the promise that God has given to Abraham is an unchangeable promise. It's not because you are beautiful or big or small, but it's an unchangeable promise. To God be all the glory. Again, verse 17. And ye will see me, and where he is. The Lord Jesus Christ is in the church, in His assembly, is where He's putting His spirit, in His assembly. In His assembly. It's true that it's individually, but the body is a union. The word say unity is the power or is the strength. Don't you think it's true? Why is it written, when you are sick, call the elders? It's not written, call it an elder, but elders, the elders. Even God with Moses, He told him, go and gather the elders. The poor Moses, also him, he fought. He was telling to God, take someone else. You know I do not know how to speak. But me, God, I've made a mouth. I've made the ears. You can speak. I can. You see the weakness of Moses. That's how it should be. If it's not like this, then that man Moses, what has he done before the 40 years in the wilderness, before Jethro? He went out, then he seen an Egyptian that was making suffer his people. Then there he killed someone. That was in the beginning of the message. How many dead we have seen? I'm speaking in a spiritual language. I still remember they were like saying, "You have not to do this." When I was going to some brothers, maybe some week before, I was there. I was in the Word. Then when God has touched me, they told me, "It's not like this. You have not to do this. You have not to do that." And then I've said, "If you don't shut up, I will put you aside. If you are not silent, I will put you aside." I was speaking about myself. And then you see what other brothers has done, because they wanted to go, they wanted to leave, without being prepared, without being submitted to the Word of God. Because the one who is truly of God, he cannot go, because it's a great responsibility. As Brother Frank, it's a great responsibility. For this reason, you have to walk. This is the true word. The Word won't see you, but you will see me. How should we see him? These people, they bring a lot of death. May God grant us strength and bless our heart and strengthen our faith. "Because I live, ye shall live also at that day." Which day? Which day? Verse 19, now verse 20. Today is the day. The day before the judgment day. At the end time. Now is the day. You see? "Ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him." You see, this love is going beyond the filial love. It's going beyond the love that you have for your child, for your husband, for your wife. Is something supernatural. It's not a natural thing, because in the natural you cannot do these things. It's something supernatural. For this reason, I must love him beyond all things, to love God beyond all things. Isn't it written in the first commandment? You have to love God with all your heart, all your strength, all your soul. There's no place for other people. Is there any place for other people? Attention. Pay attention. It seems selfish. You could say that God is selfish, but it's not true. God is a jealous God. For this reason, in Isaiah 28, God is a jealous God. God wants us for him and in Jesus Christ. We have to put in act, to practice this word. And Jesus has done it for his bride, only for the bride, not for other people. God has so loved the world, but in unity, in the deep revelation, in the promise that God has given to Abraham, they be son according to the promise. It's just for the bride. You have to know if you belong or you don't. And if you belong to the bride of Christ, you have to be overcomer. The Spirit of God must be in you. The Word of God must be in you. The faith must be in you. Am I wrong? Faith. Today, there are a lot of people in the church, in the midst of church, they are still afraid. I'm talking about the message. People still are still afraid. Look at this. It starts from Krefeld. even here, then he is continuing. They are two or three, they are battling, then they stop. Then they are afraid. Hallelujah. But the Lord is the overcomer. The Lord always been the overcomer. We read also in Colossians, there are a lot of passages. Judah, here in verse 22, John 14, 22. Judah said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world, the cosmos, the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Two people. Are they two people? Two persons? Do you understand? Our God is to enlighten our spirit. Me and my Father, we are one. No one can come to me if it's my Father calling him, drawing him. And all those who are of my Father, they come to me. And I won't lose none of them. Any of them. All the passage of the scripture, they have power in them. For this reason, the letter is killing. But the true word of God, the revelation quickened. The letter kills. And he always killed. And he continued to do that. If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love me, and we will come unto him and make how abode with him. He that loved me not keepeth not my saying, and the word which he hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, is the teaching, the vow, or the vow you have made, that you have made before God, is not a joke. It's not it's something deep. Do you think that God has forgotten? God has forgotten it. No, God forget. God remember. That's vow. For this reason, everything that was stored in you is still in you. Do you believe that? Is in you. Now, it's just faith that is going to open the doors, this or the other. Then you will eat from the tree of life, and you are feeding yourself from the tree of life, right? It's there. But the memory, human memory, or human mind, can fail you. You need a supernatural mind. I do believe in that. I believe in the supernatural mind. For this reason, sometimes you are speaking to someone, you are speaking about something, and there's no word that comes in your spirit. But just wait for the Lord to come. Wait. Do you see? Then when the Lord comes, you see all the words, all the passages of the scripture that comes. Hallelujah. This is important. This is important. Amen. But the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost, Verse 26, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to you, to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Now with this troubled time we are living in, may God grant us grace, his grace. It's true that when the trial comes, why do the trial come? God, he won't give us a trial more than beyond our strength. I do not remember the verse, but God cannot give us a trial beyond our strength. He knows that we are human beings, and he gives us trial to support them. Why do trials are there? Why the trial is coming? Why Job had the trial? At the beginning, you are Son of God. You choose Jesus Christ and you be you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. It can be also you have the manifestation like of gift, but then you say, okay, it's good, all these things. Then God leaves you just a little time alone. It's written in the scripture that God has put David in trial, and there's another passage that where he's saying that the devil has tempted David. The devil tempted David. God is putting David in trial. It's written so. And it's normal. And there, me have to see the mistakes that I've done. Or David has seen the mistake. David could see the mistake that he has done. As when he has taken the wife of Uri. When the time arrived, Nathan went to him and the judgment arrived also. And David could say, better the man, the end of God that's to punish me or to judge me than the ends of my adversary. In for this reason, in Romans chapter 8, there's a peculiar verse there from verse 26. Romans 8 verse 26. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searched the earth knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Amen. Because he maketh intercession for the saint according to the will of God. You see this weakness? And I have to recognize that in me there is no special strength. It's true that maybe I can be good at my workplace. I have a good training also at school. But concerning the spiritual things, if God is not there, it's finished. Where are you going with your own intelligence or knowledge, intellectual knowledge? Those are things they never been in the will of God, and God always reject them because is the the spirit of the denomination. There must be something else for you to draw near God and God to draw near you, and for you to walk with Him. Is it right? Hallelujah. So in this weakness, in these groanings, is Him who knows the mind of the Spirit. When you just groan, thoughts that no one knows but God knows them. Why? Because God knows everything. You are thinking maybe about something, I'd like to have this, or I'd like to be that. But if truly what you're thinking is according to the will of God, God is going to give it to you. And I can say this is that say the Lord, because I have experience. I have experienced it. Even in the spirit, in your heart, in your groanings. Lord, why these things? Do like this. I'd like to see this, this, that thing like this. When it's for edifying or to glorify the Lord, God, act for His name and glorify His name through you. Do you believe that? You have to believe, my friends. You have to believe. If not, we fail. If not, we have failed. So then we can stay home. The devil is doing everything for us to stay home. But we want to be steadfast and to say, God, manifest your will. Do your will. We want to gather together. We want to be united. And we are here. And each one of us has his own position, personal position before God. Here we are one heart, one mind. And if we are so, God is going to confirm. He must confirm. If there are doubts, it's finished. So we must be without that. You see how it is. Faith doesn't have doubts. You pray the Lord. God knows what He has to do. For this reason, I say I do not want to worry about this pestilence. I'm worried about the word of God. May them worry, other people worry about the pestilence. Once you open the news, just from the first till the last minute, they are only speaking about this pestilence, just about this virus. We continue in Romans verse 8, now 27. He that searcheth the earth knoweth what is the mind of spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. May God grant us strength. In Joel 2:28, what has taken place the day of Pentecost? Let us read. Let us read first Acts chapter 2. So then we go back. So you can know that it comes from Joel 2:28. Acts chapter 2. We are speaking about the Spirit of God. That is important. The Son of God must be recovered or must be must be covered by the Spirit of God. Acts chapter 2 verse 26. No, 16, verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your son and your daughter shall prophesy. Your young man shall see vision, and your old man shall dream dreams, and on my servant and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. God has done this. Amen. And this is the first rain. For this reason, I was saying resonings are the adversary or enemy of God. They are coming from God. For this reason, the devil was cast out of the heaven. The serpent starts speaking with Adam and Eve, and just at a moment, a certain time, during the time in which they live in the Eden Garden, at a certain time, Eve starts speaking with the serpent, because Satan wanted to become like God. The first war was in the heaven. Then after a while in the Eden Garden, now is in the old world, in the entire world. May God bless us. This word is precious. So I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, your son, your daughters, your young men. And now verse 19, and I will show wonders in the heaven above and sign in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Some people, they ask me, are we in this seal or in this seal or that seal? If we believe, we won't pass through tribulation. Tribulation is written. We can read this passage. We can read in Revelation 20. The second death, the second death doesn't have power over it, over him. We are, the bride doesn't pass through the great tribulation. What we see today or now is not tribulation. Those are just the sign of Matthew 24, Luke 16 or 17. What has to take place before the return of our Lord? This is true. But it's not, and we cannot say these are the seal, are the seals. You see how the human thoughts or human intelligence works. And people can bring confusion and other people astray. May God grant us grace. It's not just time of preparation, but it's a time to be ready. I believe with all my heart. It's true that the devil will do all things for us not to reach the end. But the one will endure till the end, he will be saved. Amen. And the devil will do all kind of things. May God grant us strength to know all these things. These words are precious and wonderful. There are a lot of things, other things to read in Isaiah 28. Verse 16, I read it again without going into details. Verse 16, Isaiah 28, verse 16. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. Look at the revelation. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Amen. Shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. I'm the one who lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a revelation. He that believeth shall not make haste. He won't be afraid. It's like to say the Holy Spirit will lead you in all the truth. Amen. You see how things are taking place. Every prophetic word has its time of accomplishment or fulfillment. For this reason, Brother Frank was saying, we are at the end of the end time. It's time of preparation. What is taking place today is going to bring a great changement. And what is going to take place? What is the movement, the next step or the next movement in this world? The next step. It's not just the time of preparation, but we have to be ready. Hallelujah. May God bless us. May God grant us strength. The unique, the only strength that is not coming from a man, but it must come from the Holy Spirit, and the faith then is taking these things. We are waiting for glorious days. What the Lord is doing, He is going to do those things in glorious day. Let us have faith in Him. Let us not be worried with thoughts. It's true that there are hard situations, but trouble is true. But the Bible says this is just the beginning. And all, like other things, they will take place. For this reason, I was wondering, what is the next step? But the one who put his faith in this cornerstone, he won't fail. He won't be moved. May God bless all our brethren, those who are listening, and those who will listen. May God grant us strength for us to be abandoned. May each one of us be abandoned to the word of God. This afternoon, Brother Frank will preach from Zurich. There will be Zurich this afternoon. It's been quite long that we are not singing a song. I trust in my Savior. Je me confie. I trust in my Savior. I trust in Him with all my heart. In everything is going to sustain me with His strength. He support me. In trials and adversities, in good or evil, the Lord will lead me. I found myself in afflictions and trials, and I cry to the Lord. He removed the temptation and bring calm in my heart. With His strength, He sustained me in trial and in adversities. In good or evil, the Lord will lead me. In trials or in sufferance as believer, as Christian, where I found myself, I trust in my Savior without any doubt. With his strength, he support me in my trials and in the adversities. In good or evil, the Lord always led me. Amen. We have sang it with faith in trials, in sufferances, in pain. Wherever I find myself as a Christian, I will trust in Him with all my heart. Let's bow down our head. We believe truly that the Lord is among us. Him, He has His victory. May God help us to have our victory in Jesus Christ. For us to commit ourselves in His hand. Oh Lord Jesus, Lord God of life, that is what we're doing. At this time, we are raising up, lifting up our hands. Oh Lord, we want to commit ourselves to You, to trust You, and for us to have our victory, the victory that You have given us, and this faith, that the faith that You have once given to the saints, for it to be put in action. Come, Lord, come in our heart, glorify Thy name, manifest Yourself. It's time to go home. It's a time in which Yourself has said, I go to prepare Ye a place. Lord, we are truly at the end of the end time. May Thy name be glorified. Bless and sanctify our heart. Glorify Thy saint name. Those who are listening and those who will listen, let us bring fruits for Thy glory. For all those you have put in store, for it to come out now through faith and to be realized in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Your power is among us, is in the midst of the church of Jesus Christ, not just in an individual, but in Your bride. Bless our soul, strengthen them, and We cry to You in the name of Jesus Christ, for You, for Your bride to be awake, and for Your bride to react, glorifying Thy name. Come, Lord, small and big, no one will be left behind, but all will gather in. They will get through the door, that glorious door, for us to be and to participate at the Lord's Supper. Thank You for this moment. Thank You for this day. And I pray also for those who are missing. May You bless them all. You strengthen them in faith. Brother Salvatore, who did not tune this morning, maybe for the virus, grant grace, strengthen his heart for him also, as each one of us, to be emerged in the Spirit, in the church, for us to be strong, to glorify Thy name. Oh Lord, you have bruised the head of the serpent, the death and the resurrection, and You have given a gift to men. Bless us beyond all our imagination or what we even thinking of. May You take place in the midst of the church, in the family, in the houses, between parents, between children. May You take place there and grant grace. Thank You for what You are doing, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 9 from verse 6. For not as though the word of God had taken not effect. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this word of the promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, etc. So it was a spiritual seed. All those who were in Christ, all those who received the promise of God, but not all people has received the promise, you see. Not all Israel is Israel. Not all of them are of the promise of Isaac. For this reason, since the beginning, since circumcision, through circumcision of the flesh, then later on follows the circumcision of the heart. And this is the Holy Spirit that is coming to dwell within us. Well, let that go straight to the point without going around. The Spirit of God is the faith who is accomplish these things. If that faith is in you, the faith toward the Son of God. Generally speaking, circumcision was just for male children. It was not for the women. But so Sarah. So it was because of the elect, because of Abraham. For this reason, it's written in 1 Timothy. First Timothy 2 verse 12. For this reason, the bride must bride must be baptized of the Holy Spirit and must believe that God has given him Jesus Christ. If not, he cannot be saved. Look at the denomination. Look at the way the things are. They come. If there was not this message of the end time. Let's read in Isaiah 28. Isaiah chapter 28. If it was not for this reason. So faith, without faith, it's not possible to please to God. Faith is something that God has given you. Without faith, you cannot love, you cannot obey. Do you understand? You can't obey to the word of God. If faith doesn't come, you cannot do anything. You are a tree without fruits, or a dry tree. God has to grant us grace to bear fruits. Because of our faith. Hallelujah. Here we speak about something. Also Brother Branham has spoken about it. Isaiah 28 verse 7. But they also have erred through wine and through the strong drink out of the way. Some people are saying, we have a relation, we have this, But where are the fruits? Where is the changement or the transformation of the person? Or we have to say, may your will be done, God. Hear me. You did not want any sacrifice or offerings. I came in this body to do your will. Not your will. My will be done, but your will be done. The Church of Jesus Christ is fully at service of our Lord. Is under His service or at His service. Is a realization. Is something that you have to realize in your heart. And your faith is going to help you to realize it. For this reason, that's why is written here. In verse 7, the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drinks. They are air in vision. They stumble in judgment, for all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make understand doctrines? It's hard for them. It's hard for them to bring something that is coming from the straight from the throne of grace, because all of them they reach already the goal, and they don't need nothing, but they are not realizing that they need the Holy Spirit in their life to lead them in the truth, and for them to be submitted to the anointment or to the word of God, for them to obey to the word of God. If not, they cannot obey. He has written, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrines? Them that are hewn from milk and drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, present upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. God always speaks to his people. We read it in the book of 2 Corinthians. When I'm weak is when I'm strong. It's not when you are able, I'm able to do this or to do this. Is not for intelligence people. For this reason, I said before, there is always a battle. There is always the adversary and the reasoning. Reasoning is the adversary, and is the adversary of God since Genesis, when Eve start reasoning, and there everything finish. You just need to say, start thinking or start reasoning, and then just that small thing, it was a bad for Eve just to stop. And it was finished. And in the lives of the Christian today is the same thing. For this reason, God has made this promise for the true communion, the true fellowship between brethren in Christ, has to come back as it was in the beginning, because this fellowship has finished, or it was lost in the Eden Garden. Here, what we read in Isaiah 28, they are dead spiritually, and God is speaking from stammering lips. It's not coming from the human capacity, but it's coming from the Spirit of God through a man, through a person. Hallelujah. It is true. God is giving us strength to understand what He wants us to see. There are a lot of passages of Scripture that we'd like to I'd like to read. Verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto the precept. When the circular letter, they came out, the teaching came out. The message of the end time is the teaching to prepare the coming of the Lord, to prepare the rain to come. And as the first teaching brought the first rain, and this teaching is going to bring the second rain. And this teaching is showing us to see the disciple. They asked to the Lord, we want to see the Father. Although he was there, he made himself a flesh, like he came in the flesh. And Jesus said, me and the Father, we are one. Everything that God has poured in Christ, the voice came from above, say, this is my begotten Son, in whom I'm well pleased. The fullness of God was in him. It's written in Colossians. The fullness of God was dwelling in him. The work that he has accomplished, was it for just one person? In the upper room, there were 120. So what he has done it for his church, for his assembly, for his bride. As a man, as a natural man, he's doing everything for his bride. He's doing everything to keep her, to feed her. And she doesn't need of anything. So everything that was in Christ was poured in the assembly. This glorious spirit, this divine spirit, today is in the Church of Jesus Christ. How many churches we find around us? So we have to go back in the beginning. There is just one church, and I have to know if it's me, or if I'm part of the true church. All those passages, like what we read in Isaiah 28, precept for after precept, line upon line. But where is the that realization of that teaching in our heart? And after taking place, it manifests the fruits. What is the fruits of this teaching? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So that means being in Christ, we've been circumcised. Joshua chapter 5. All those who enter in, all the other, they died, but the new generation are we not the new generation? The new generation was circumcised by Joshua. They were also sick for 3 days, but all they were circumcised before to get into the promised land. Before to get raptured, we must be circumcised. Hallelujah. God is... How can you walk without faith? How can you believe that faith is a gift of God? How can you believe that God has called you before the foundation of the world? And he has revealed you who is the man Jesus Christ. We have to pay attention. There are people who have the spirit, but they don't know that they have spirit. Have you understood? They still thinking in the human, way. They speaking the same way, but they don't know that they have the spirit. For this reason, Brother Branham pressed upon this. He said the Church of Jesus Christ is the place where the mal or the children of God are being born. Where should the mal son to be born? Is he in the street? No, is in the Church of Jesus Christ. Everything that was in Jesus Christ, let us read it in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, for above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only this world but also in that which is to come. Do you see what a power there is in the name of Jesus Christ? The authority he receive. Why does he receive the authority? Because he passed through trials, he won the battle, he won the war, he won the death. He had the key, he opened those who went out for the first resurrection, those who believed, those who were circumcised, and he took them out, Isaac, Abraham, and they went out. Hallelujah. And now he's set at the right hand of God and had put all things under his feet. And now we are going to read that he... Verse 21. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under its feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled all in. Amen. Is written, where there are two or three united in my name, I'm in their midst. If our heart could just awake, be awake, and say, Lord, and realize that saying like, Lord, you do not have limit. I do have limit, but you do not have limit. I have to go down and you have to grow in my life. All power and authority was given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye and make of all the nation my disciple, baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. It's clear that the Catholic Church wanted to take this. Their creed, the Trinitary creed, and to put confusion. He say, make all the disciple, make of nation disciple, not Frankist or Branhamist, but daughter and son of God, having received the authority, the true authority of the word of God that God has given to each one of us. This word is precious and powerful. For this reason, in John